Do you love the Mason Vera Payne Show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then keep listening. It's time for Team MVP. Team MVP is a show about your life, covering everything from movies and games to technology to politics, but not the stuff you hear about on the news. Coming to you from MVP Studios, Team MVP starts now.
Good afternoon. This is Brian Altheimer live from MVP Studios in Chicago. And thank you for tuning in. You may have not heard as much about fake meat, but it's also the latest craze. Figures like Jay-Z, Bill Gates, Serena Williams, to name a few, are investing in this latest venture. But what is fake meat? So I had to get somebody on the Super Celebrity Hotline for this. Health and wellness expert Dr. Lindsay Elmore joins me to give me insight on this latest craze. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's get this out the way. What is fake meat?
Well, plant-based meat, or also known as meat alternatives, basically they try to recreate the aesthetic values of regular meat. So you might have hamburger substitutes, chicken, pulled pork. You can even get plant-based shrimp and crab these days. And so all it is something that kind of looks like meat, tastes a little bit like meat, but is made of all fruits, nuts, grains, vegetables, or legumes.
I mean, with it being like all plant-based, I'm assuming that it's pretty safe, right?
Well, safety depends a lot on what type of plant-based meat you get. As with regular meat, there is very low-quality plant-based meat, and there's very high-quality plant-based meat. Some plant-based meats are full of allergens, like soy or tree nuts or peanuts or gluten. But when you think about the trade-off between eating regular meat and then the safety of plant-based meats, we know that eating animal protein is arguably unhealthy. We know that the World Health Organization lists processed meats, such as those hot dogs. The World Health Organization classifies those as a class one carcinogen. This is the same as cigarette smoking and asbestos. And they came to that conclusion after reviewing more than 800 studies that showed that processed meat could lead to colon cancer. And all red meats, including pork, chicken, lamb, are considered class two carcinogens linked to colon, pancreatic, and prostate cancer. We know also that eating plants is clearly more beneficial for the environment. 51% of our greenhouse gas emissions are driven by livestock production. And believe it or not, 45% of all of our global surface area is dedicated to raising livestock. So it definitely is better for the environment and probably for our health as well.
Oh, wow. And then as far as, like, you mentioned the proteins and stuff that I only thought you can get, like, in meat, like, in your steak and your fish. So you can get all this stuff from plants.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you consider eating a plant-based diet, there are three major concerns that people have. One is protein. The other is vitamin B12. And then the last one is iron. So protein deficiency, in my opinion, is a myth of not eating meat. I have never seen a study to suggest that humans require meat to get adequate protein. And we see this throughout many other cultures that either do not have access to meat, or simply cultures such as in India, where meat is less highly valued on the menu. And I challenge you to ask yourself, when have you known anyone anywhere to be protein deficient except in very impoverished areas of the third world? Believe it or not, studies actually conclude that even when people eat a 100% plant-based diet, we as humans still in the United States overconsume protein daily. And we know that based on recommendations, meat protein consumption is dramatically higher than recommended in boys and men between the ages of 14 to 70 years old.
One of the questions, actually, it's a three-part question. Is my first question is the fake meat, is it easy to buy? And if you can get it, where can you get it from? That's the first question. The second question is, can you make the fake meat yourself, meaning that you go buy the veggies and all the things you want to mix into, let's say, your veggie burger. buy all those veggies and you grind it up somehow. I've seen videos on this. I actually, when I knew you, I was going to do this, I kind of looked at a few videos and I've seen people actually grind the vegetables up to the point where they can make it into a patty and then they stick it in the oven like a hamburger. So as far as it being safe, as far as from pesticides and all that stuff, how do people do that? Is it easy to do?
Okay, well, let me take that in two parts. So first, about the accessibility. So there has recently been an explosion in popularity of plant-based meats. We have seen Beyond Meat have the largest initial public offering of 2019, and it is just making its way across Whole Foods. It's also widely available in multiple restaurant chains. We have seen Impossible Burger also take up a big part of the market share when we talk about restaurant consumption. So Impossible Burger is not available throughout grocery stores like Beyond Meat is, but Impossible Burger has gotten on board with Carl Jr., with Del Taco, and so you're starting to see it all across the United States and Canada. That said, there are so many other brands that have been available inside grocery stores, even conventional grocery stores, not even going to specialty markets such as Whole Foods, across the United States for many, many years. Boca Burger is a great example of that. So, yes, faux meats as well as plant-based cheeses and dairy products are very widely available. And the distribution is just becoming wider each and every day. If you choose to, you can also create your own faux meat patties and your plant-based patties at home. I certainly have made lentil burgers, black bean burgers, chickpea burgers, white bean burgers. There are so many options for creating plant-based patties, and you can add in lots of different spices, lots of different fats to be sure that they have that succulent flavor that everyone is looking for, and mm-hmm. to be sure that they're nice and filling as well.
Wow. Well, you know what I'm going to do over the holiday weekend? I'm going to go to Whole Foods. I'm going to get a couple of veggie burgers, and I'm going to try it. And I got to get you back on the show so I can give you my review of what I liked about it and what I didn't like. I'm thinking I'm going to like it because you actually kind of got me into really wanting to actually try this. Talking to Dr. Lindsay Elmore, lindsayelmore.com. It also says you're a aroma yoga. You're certified in aroma yoga and certified 200-hour yoga teacher. Wow. Where do you find the time to do that?
You know, it's just been years and years of personal development and really just saying, what do I want to do to expand my knowledge base? So I am a chemist, and I'm a licensed pharmacist in three states in the U.S., and then I just started researching, started learning more about natural wellness, natural products, as well as our food system, and just became driven to try things differently and to just educate myself a bit differently as well. So I don't know how I find time to do it. It's just day by day getting up and aiming to live your best life.
All right. Dr. Lindsay Elmore, health and wellness expert, lindsayelmore.com. Make sure you guys check out her website. And if you want to check her out on Facebook and Instagram, it's at Lindsay Elmore, all one word. If you want to check her out, Dr. Elmore, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Love what you just heard? Team MVP is brought to you by everyone's favorite unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne. Let's be friends. Connect with us at Mason Vera Payne on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Got a question or comment for the show? Email contact at masonverapayne.com. And make sure to check out masonverapayne.com to catch up on what you missed and get fresh content multiple times a week. That's Mason Vera, P-A-I-N-E, all one word, .com.